Next time you're in the mood for fish, chances are you'll buy some tuna steaks or maybe salmon fillet, rather than a fish called menhaden. Why not? For one thing, menhaden aren't very tasty. They're small, bony, and oily. What's more, you won't find menhaden for sale at the fish counter. Nevertheless, they are the single most harvested fish in Atlantic and Gulf waters. Although they don't make tasty fillets, menhaden are an important food source in other ways. Members of the herring family, protein-rich menhaden are ground up and used as feed for chickens, pigs, and cattle. They're also a primary food source for many larger fish, such as bass, cod, and tuna. So whenever you bite into a burger, you might also be indirectly consuming menhaden. Menhaden were once so populous that from a bird's eye view, schools of the tiny fish resembled small islands. But in recent years, overfishing in bays and estuaries along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts has drastically reduced their numbers. Besides helping to cleanse the water of damaging algae, menhaden are a staple of the coastal marine food chain. Their disappearance therefore negatively affects many species of fish and birds, as well as the food chain in general. Nevertheless, menhaden fisheries continue to harvest the species without regard for shrinking numbers. This will have little impact on the availability of beefsteak, since soybeans are an alternative to menhaden as a source of animal feed. But as menhaden numbers continue to drop, it may become more difficult to get tuna steak on demand. As go menhaden, so goes the coastal food chain, and interconnectedness affecting countless marine species. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from William Rowland in biology. I'm Don Glass.